friends and family, welcome back to another episode of Working On It.
We are so successful. We have a legend in the room today. Dixie D'Amelio!
Yeah! You're a legend.
Everyone clap. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's
dude,
scary.
We are fucking thriving. We are so successful. We had Paris Hilton and now you. Oh my God.
I don't know how we're going to keep talking.
We can't top this now. We're done from here. We should stop right after this. Oh my God. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Freaking out. I mean, I'm obsessed with you.
Stop. Like, I was this like, is wait, crazy. She knows who I am.
Yes. My sister and I are like in love. Stop. Listening to you for years. Like everything. Like. Huge fans.
See, you're one of those 20-year-olds though, because you're only 20. Holy crap. That goes, oh my God, I listened to you when I was a kid. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost 30.
It's happening.
Right?
Dude.
How old were you when Bass came out? You don't have to know the exact math, but you were young, huh?
I'm not sure. But my favorite song is like, I'm Gonna Lose You.
Oh, wow.
That's like my go-to like cover song. I love singing that. Like my sister and I love that song.
Oh my God. Thank you.
That's a good one. That comes from your soul, you know?
That's a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote that about my brother, actually, about him. Like, you know when you have nightmares that your favorite person died mm-hmm. and then you wake up and go, are they okay?
It wasn't me. It was the other brother.
Justin. So I woke up and made sure he was alive and he was. But yeah, then I was like, let's write a love song about this. A lot of my songs are actually about my brothers. And then I turn them into love songs. Oh, goodness gracious. You've been working on music for a while now.
Yes. Started recording like 2 years ago and then worked on an album, had it all set, and then I realized like, oh, this could be so much better. So started fresh.
No way.
And then started fresh again. And then finally in February of this year, I found like my core group. So me, another writer and a producer, and we just like have been working since
February. Who's that other writer?
Jenna Andrews and Stephen Kirk.
Amazing.
I've been working with them and I've just like felt like I could actually talk to them and just connect. And sometimes when I'm like in a room with like these amazing writers, I'm like, I can't tell you that.
No, it's literally dating.
Yeah.
It's like dating, for sure.
Yeah, it's
sure.
a blind date.
Like, because I could write a song with, I could write a song with anybody, but I can't have a fun time with anybody, mm-hmm. you know, with everybody. And some songwriting sessions, you know this, are like pulling teeth. And you're like, I just want this to feel like fun art. And I wanted to express my feelings and it turns into a nightmare of a day. Mm-hmm. So it really is important of like who is in the room with you.
Yeah.
So it's good that you like took your time and found your people. It's very impressive.
Like we did writing camps, which I don't regret like spending the time doing all that because I learned so much about myself and like what I want to sound like. But mm-hmm. I would go into one room and can spill everything if I felt comfortable and then go in the other room like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like happy, I guess. I don't know. Like I couldn't say anything because it just was like, especially with guys I had a hard time like connecting with. I don't know. So
no, for sure.
There's a lot of guys in the songwriting world. I feel like it's dominated by men.
We need more women. They're there. We just like got to get them more opportunities. And mm-hmm. and I like that. One of your writers is a girl, right?
Yes.
Love that.
She's like, I don't know. She's like me, like an anxious ball. But like we both like spit things back and forth. And just everything I've done with them, I've just felt like it's me. And even if like the song... like the songs on the album, there's some that like not particularly anything that happened, but it's like I feel this, like let's bring this whole emotion out and like get it out. So it's been so much fun.
Yeah, I have songs, don't worry about that. I have songs on my album that are like, I hate you right now. And I'm like, Daryl, don't worry, baby. I love you. This is not about you, but I need to get this on the album.
It's mm-hmm. art, it's creative. I wrote a song. Expression.
God, can I talk about anything? I can. Fuck it, I'm gonna talk about it. I wrote a song
called Be careful now. Sally,
I hate Sally. This. You hate always... this. What are you allowed to say? I'm not allowed to say anything.
I don't. I say whatever all the time. I like.
Manager's like.
I feel like I never really get in trouble because at the end of the day, like if you're not supposed to say it, why? Like I don't know. It's just getting it out earlier. I'm not like singing the song.
I'll say the concept. I won't say the name. I wrote a song about telling a man like grow up, you need to so the song's called Grow Up. It's about like, you know, like yo, grow up. And it was for a minute it was towards my younger brother and I was like, you need to grow up.
That wasn't about me.
You stay here, brother. I love you staying here. No, yeah, I was just worried about you too, of like grow up, you know. So and
every day I'm trying
into,
to tell myself like I gotta grow up, this is getting out of hand.
It's also to me, like when I was having a baby I fully felt like 15 years old, but I was 27, But emotionally, I was like, what am I doing?
Oh, it's insane.
It's insane. But yeah, so you can flip it. You can flip a lyric, which is so cool, to mean a whole nother concept, but you're still attached to it.
Yeah.
So even if you hear songs that people are pitching to you, you can be like, I don't really feel like that, but I can relate it in this way.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
I've done that where like we'll change like a couple things and I'm like, wait, this is my exact situation. Or I had a song that like I loved and I kind of put it towards one thing and then something happened in my personal life. I'm like, this is the exact representation of what just happened and F you. And now I have the song.
Yeah.
But it actually life wasn't like art. Written for that.
Love
like
it.
Manifested it.
Smart. Yes. Manifesting.
I think what's hard in for you guys to do, like I saw on your show, you were saying, you know, all of my old songs, I don't like them anymore. They're not
oh my
good.
God, it's
like,
so hard.
Get rid of them. They're done. Like, that happens to you all the time.
I had another like superstar, I'm not going to say her name, but a superstar artist looked at me and was like, oh, I fully hate my whole second album. And I'm like, what? It's so good. But yeah, my old songs, when I hear Lips Are Moving, I'm like, oh my God, embarrassing. I'm like, please, not again. And song. Pepe, my manager, is still like, that's the one. That's the best
jam.
One. I also have to acknowledge my gorgeous, fierce glam right now, because usually on this podcast, I have no to none. She's fierce.
You're
listen,
so fierce.
I'm so fierce right now. But it's funny. My mom came downstairs because I was so nervous. I was like, what if I'm so glammed up and she doesn't have any makeup on? Like, you guys are stunning no matter what you look like, no matter how much glam you have on. And my mom ran downstairs and was like, don't worry, she has full glam on. And I was like, yes! But I look like this, and I've never done this eye ever. This is a lot for me. Because tomorrow, I have a photo shoot, a very important photo shoot. And I was doing glam tests. What is that called? Have you ever done that? Trial. Like a trial?
A trial, yeah.
The only reason I did glam today is because I have so much promo that I have to do. And I was like...
Right? That's why I asked you. I was like, there's just like 18 things going on today.
Today's actually pretty chill. I have this and then therapy, actually.
And then the therapy's gonna be like, wow, you're stunning. Like,
really dressed up. But I need to tease my songs. So
yes.
That's what I'll be doing.
So can we talk about the single that's coming out in 2 days, right?
Oh, 2 days.
Wild.
Yes.
It's called Wild.
Yeah.
So in 2 days.
In 2 days, this song will finally be out. How long have you had the song? Because I know for my single, that is released by now or no?
No.
Nope. Is not out. Has been sitting in my computer for months. Mm-hmm. So how long have you had Wild?
Wild is pretty recent. Like 2 months.
That's awesome.
But there's some songs on the album. Like I had one. Like a year and a half, so it's very all over the place, but like we re-recorded it and redid it just to my voice has grown like so much in the past year and
it does
like
that.
Everything, so I was like, this sucks, I need to redo it. I sound
it.
So bad.
That's good for you to know that though. I'm so lazy, I'm like, nah, it's fine. But my family has noticed that on my fourth album my voice is better than the third. Like my husband said, she be singing. And I was like, never say that ever again.
She's singing. But you are.
It
constantly evolves. And I feel like the more you use it, it's a muscle. And it's just going to get better and better and better and better. Right?
Am I right? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But just so you know, I fully sing incorrectly. Like if a vocal coach watched me sing, they'd be like, no, no, no. Even my speaking voice, when I went to all these doctors to help me, they were like, we don't want to change your personality. We just want to change exactly how you talk. And I was like, okay. So
interesting.
Yeah. So I've never like sang correctly or I don't know. I've done vocal coaches. I've done everything.
But it's you. So it's
it's me. So it is what it is. And I know my strengths and that's about it. But I wanted to ask you like about photo shoots because your Psycho music video with Bomb. I've watched it 3 times.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Because I can't get over the glam. So gorgeous. The outfits were everything. The song is a bop. It's so good. But for like that creative world, I have to like, I can't help it. I dive into that stuff. Like I told her today, I was like, I want a fierce eye. Let me see what you could do. Do you get involved with that? Like with Pinterest and all that stuff? Because an album takes so much to do. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know how involved you are.
I think with glam specifically, the people I work with all the time are so talented. I'm usually like,
y'all are
have fun. Like I want anyone who I work with, like I wanted to work together so they have like an idea of what we're doing, what I'm wearing. And I just like, I've never had to change my makeup. I've never been like, can you fix this? So I think I just trust the people I work with and they're
That's
so amazing.
Nice. I'm too picky. I'm like, I think you just have like
a little OCD.
I have OCD.
Super
like today,
perfectionist.
I was like, are these, like, I have, if you're just listening to this, I have fierce eyeliner that goes into the crease. And I was like, is this even? Do I look cross-eyed? You know, I worry about all this stuff. Maybe you're teaching me I need to stress less. I love this.
I try to be super easy with everything. Like, it's all going to work out, whatever. I don't know.
I need this attitude. That's that 20-year-old attitude.
To. Yeah, just that's full that, of like, hope and like everything's, just go with the flow.
You're so chill and sweet. Okay. Also, this is why you do need to work with Dimitri Moore. Mm-hmm. Our hairstylist, y'all have seen him on this podcast many a times. He did a full wig on Ryan and turned it to me. But Dimitri will bring you like a bob here that's turquoise and you will look bomb. Like he can do anything. I even made him do like a bow made out of hair in the middle of my head on top of a wig one day, and he did it for Disney. It was so smart.
Oh my God.
But that he's full glam lifestyle, I don't know how you guys do it. I hated it. Like, I hated it.
I was just talking about the
soft brushes.
I can't wait to rip this off my face.
Yeah, the whole time, like, claw.
It's annoying because, like, I'm going on tour this summer, and I'm touring with Big Time Rush, and I'm like, I have to be up 2 hours before you guys because I need to do glam and like all that.
No, the worst is being like near male artists.
And they're
general.
Like, let's go.
Like literally my older brother who's on my management company is Harry Styles. But that dude looks gorgeous day and night. He doesn't have to do anything. He could throw on the most bizarre clothes and look fine. You know, like even Daryl's like, oh my God. like we're, and it's just like I'm in 3 hours of glam, like crawling to get there at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, why not just go without makeup? But then it's like, it's, I don't know, it's so weird. Like, why? I don't know. I don't have an opinion on it.
Because
like,
I'm
cute.
I do love glam, but like I wish I didn't have to do it. Not have to do it. I don't know.
No, I get it. It's tedious.
It's just like it's, you want to look like cool.
Fierce all the time.
But I hate waking up early.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You kind of like waking up early.
Now I have to. I have a child. So it's 6:30 every day. Oh my God. And this morning, sorry, Daryl. Whatever. Fuck you. I have to tell the story. Daryl was like, sleep in tomorrow. Don't like till 7. Don't wake up when you hear me in the shower because I will get up earlier than you. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Did he have a party in the shower?
A party.
Jamming music.
Not, no, worse. Snot rocketing.
Oh, snot that rocketing kind of a party.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, Megan's absolute nightmare. I think you're scarred from
my phobia in life is snot. Every time I'm
anything,
in public.
Anything out of them.
If I'm at Disney World, if I'm in a mall, or outside a mall, I see men hop loogies.
Oh.
It's like a curse that someone has cursed upon me.
How'd you play baseball with us, though? You played Little League. We all just snot rocketed spit. Yeah.
I can't hop a loogie myself. I'll throw up. Like, I can't do it. And I wake up at 6:30, like, just hearing.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
Are you okay? What is
He's
going on?
He's just an old dad now making dad
there.
Noises.
I walked in the shower and I saw him and he was like, hey, you okay? I was like, maybe shut the door.
I saw a TikTok of this mom recently. This is really gross. I'm sorry. But it was this mom. And she's like, oh my gosh, everyone thinks this is so gross. Like, I do this. And she takes her baby and sucks out the snot from the baby's nose and then spits it out. And she's like, this is how I get rid of its boogers. And
No. We bought that tool and I can't use it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
No, with
it's
her
supposed
mouth.
To block it.
Oh.
Wait, excuse me?
Like, she like.
No, it's a tube, right? She put her mouth on it?
Like, her mouth on the baby's nose.
No. Oh, that's commitment.
I had to close
that's
the app.
Disgusting.
I was like, no, I can't do that.
Oh my God, that's my hell. There's like a safer one where it's a tube and it stops the boogers up here, but you're supposed to suck it out, you know? And
like siphoning gas?
Yeah, literally.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't work for us, though.
Disgusting.
But babies
bugs,
get
dude.
Gnarly boogers, man.
Yeah, they do.
My kid, every day, a new fucking huge booger. And I'm like, oh, God, get it.
The fuck were we talking about
sorry,
before snot
know.
Rockets?
Sorry.
Waking up early.
Albums.
Glam press. Photo please. Shoots. You have to do
this
a lot.
We don't prepare. We have to do a lot. Okay. No,
we just have to circle back to what we were doing.
Yes. TikTok. You run TikTok. Yes. I love TikTok. I'm like decent.
I feel like I am too.
Shut up.
Fucking that's the TikToker. I'm decent.
Who says that? I did.
She's okay.
She's okay. She has like a little following on there. I just don't have good ideas, and you film like everything. I just went on yours today.
Oh my god.
And you have like 8 of you just like lip syncing the new hits.
And my
like,
feet.
Yeah, super smart.
And your feet. Easy. What's going on with your feet? What was that?
I don't know. I and those got it. The most like attention out of everything. But I can like move my toes individually. Mm. I think that's so cool. And I didn't know like
I'm moving my toes now.
I'm using to move my toes.
I was like reading the comments are like, I'm saving this. You're gonna
I can't do it individually.
Yeah, I don't. It's one of my special talents, but
wow,
you can like I can move the second one on its own and like none of the others move. So I just posted that and then I posted the other foot because I have like one ugly foot and one cute one. So like oh I needed to post the good side too.
Yes. Yeah. You had to.
I have to. Yeah. I have to show they don't both look like that.
Unfortunately, those are going to get a lot of attention for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Yeah. Careful with the feet posts. Yeah.
There's a lot of feet lovers. No judgment. Lovers. That's just what it is.
But I mean, I wanted to ask what it's like because you are lucky because you have your sister with you in this chaotic world that you're living in. And you guys are both successful at such a young age. It's
you
like,
pivoted so well. Like you figured it out. Like I fucked up. Megan got famous, and I didn't sing. I didn't do anything. I should have started acting or something.
I was just like, be an actor, I got brother. This. Nothing. He did, but I gave him a camera and I said, take pictures of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he did.
I guess what I got to do is party like a rock star, not be a rock star. And I did. Now
careful
I'm
with that. One day when you're allowed to drink at 21 next year.
Yeah, don't fall for all the shit that I did. I like went out every single night, so I had to be at the best clubs.
You know what will help you? Shit. I don't know. With me, I didn't want to be like drunk and then like on camera, you know? And everyone's going to film your whole life, so just party,
I mean,
you party.
Have fun, live it up. I just got sucked into all the stupid shit.
Do you get paparazzi'd a lot?
I don't really leave the house too much.
Same, girl. I never get paparazzi. And I was like, no, I don't go anywhere. So.
I never really leave the house. And I have like my couple places, but no one really knows where I go. But there was a time during like, it was a couple months where they were following me everywhere, like waiting outside my apartment building for me to leave and then follow me to my parents' house. And like, I was like, yeah, this is getting weird. And I would like run screaming out of my parents' house, like, don't take pictures of me.
It's scary, right? Dude.
But it is also like, I look at it both ways. Like, obviously privacy and like safety is super important, but that's so cool. Like someone wants to take pictures of you that they're following you. Like that's sick. Oh my God.
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, it's a great way. I love that.
For a
in
while,
New York,
I was,
it gets scary from you. And
they find you anywhere.
Well,
in New
they
York.
Chase and they trick and manipulate.
Yeah, they'll just follow
too.
The car. Like
they'll be like, my son really wants a picture. Is that okay? And I'm like, your son doesn't want anything. And then I'm like, gah, 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 gah. I'm like, you trapped me here so he could get me. Like they team up. It's aggressive. In New York, I feel scared. Out here, I don't get anywhere. It's great. Nobody recognizes me.
Yeah. Well, you don't look like so fierce all the time.
Should I though? Should this be the new me?
The last episode
we put out, I had a Winnie the Pooh t-shirt on. So this
is a big 180.
Gucci. We're elevated.
Charm will be proud. She wanted you to turn it up.
She wants me to turn up Charm, my choreographer. You should work with Charm.
Yeah.
She would love you. She's incredible.
I don't dance.
I know, but she helps with everything.
You will dance.
Actually, you could dance, girl. What are you talking about? Your sister's a dancer.
Yeah. Everyone in my family's a dancer. All of my girl cousins are all dancers except for me.
So it's in your blood.
It skipped me. It's went to everyone.
Have you tried and you're like, not doing this?
I grew up doing breakdancing and...
Oh, period.
I'm just like, my arms don't move.
You should have seen the beginning journey.
I will show
Megan.
You a video of me at 19. So embarrassing. And the bass videos. Oh my God. In the rehearsals. I was like, who let me out of the house? But I've gotten better because Charm teaches me literally like, don't look at this and judge this, but like how she'll be like, literally move your arm here and like places me in the right positions. Mm-hmm. Like she'll be like Dua Lipa. Have you seen her on tour lately?
Mm-hmm.
Charm LaDonna.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, queen.
She'll find Charm that LaDonna. Inner coolness inside of you and bring it out to life.
She'll bring you to the
Dua
full
looks
potential.
Amazing. I've been watching all of her videos.
Oh my God. I went to the show. It was incredible. I was like, damn, she's a superstar. And I was standing next to Charm. She was like,
I do
work
that.
Really hard. Like, yeah, she's incredible. Trust me, she does everything.
I've been working on it.
Let's talk about poop, baby. Just thrive. Let me tell you guys about the easiest thing you could do to support your immune system and have great poops. It's just thrive. Preventative care is in, people, especially these days. And in order for your body to fight against whatever life throws your way, your immune system has to be at the ready.
a whopping 70 to 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. So focusing on your gut health is the number one most important thing you can do for your immunity.
But most people don't even know this. It's estimated that 80 to 90% of Americans suffer from gut issues. I believe it. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, indigestion, heartburn, acid reflux, etc. And all of these point to the trouble in your gut, which means harder work for your immune system. That's why many of us can use a little extra support when we can get it, right? For years, I've been obsessed with finding the best probiotic. I'm all about that probiotic. I've been searching for the best one for years, and I finally found it. According to research, 99.9% of the probiotics on the market die in your naturally harsh stomach before they even get to where they're needed, which is crazy. But just Thrive Probiotic is so different, and here's why.
Their proprietary strains have been third-party clinically tested and proven to arrive 100% alive in your gut.
This is part of what I love about Just Thrive. Their products contain more clinical research than any other products out there. So it's effective, and it works quickly.
In one of their studies, the strains in Just Thrive Probiotic were shown to address leaky gut in as little as 30 days.
On top of that, supporting your gut even has a direct impact on your skin and mental health. So taking Just Thrive Probiotic means beautiful skin, better sleep, and an even better, brighter mood. It's vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy, sugar, and histamine-free, and non-GMO. It's super safe for just about anyone at any age. Kids can take it. Cute! Pregnant moms-to-be can take it. It's the same capsule for the entire family. They even have some for your pets.
If you're looking to give your body the important immune system support it needs to feel your absolute best, get your gut in order with Just Thrive Probiotic.
To get 15% off your order today, check out justthrivehealth.com and use promo code TRAINOR at checkout. That's trainer at checkout. Get that 15% off. Do it. Poop better.
I've been working on it.
But even when I'm like just with my microphone, she's like, here's how you can move your body to look comfortable. And because performing for me is spooky dookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm from the behind the scenes of like the songwriting world in the studio where no one sees me, mm-hmm, to like then had to go on stage in front of 20,000 people and was like, let's go and like dance. Did you see?
I would just see every time I see her on stage, I'm like, how is she doing this?
Faking it.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable on stage?
I love being on stage. That's like that was the best part of all of this. I did like the Jingle Ball tour last year.
Yes,
and
that's
I had
a hard tour.
So much fun. Like,
good for you.
Even though I knew, like, I felt like when I was on stage there, because it was a group of people and I was one of the first people to perform at every show, I was like, these people aren't here to see me, but I'm going to make them here to see me. And I just want to have fun. I was very nervous, like especially the first couple shows, and got better as I went on. The worst part was the talking. I hate talking on stage.
Oh, on stage?
I hate that.
Girl,
I just
don't talk. Some people talk too much. Just
some people
like,
do
here's
too
the next
talk
song.
Too much.
I just want to do like a voiceover recording so I don't have to say, like, it's so embarrassing. Like, hi. I'll do like a full performance and like,
for your
hey
tour,
guys.
You don't do anything. You could like record it before and it's like on the big screen.
And never,
you
know, talk like, once.
Thank you for coming. And then you come out and you sing.
Yeah.
There's like fun ways to get around it. I don't know. Yeah, I hear old videos of me and I fully become a different person. I'm like, how y'all feeling today?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God.
Our dad.
Put your hands up.
Our dad's very soulful. Yelling. So we.
Charm was like, hey, maybe don't yell at that. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just like being loud. No,
but
yeah.
you're pretty good at it though, luckily. Like, you could do a little stand-up.
I got into this place where songs. I would start doing these gigs because they played so well, but I would start doing these private gigs suits, people in suits,
corporate
like for printers or something.
Printers.
And yeah, it was like, okay, HP, I don't know. Anyways, and like the crowd was so stiff, they were all in front of their bosses, nobody wanted to get lit, and I just went off and I was like, get drunk in front of your boss, it doesn't matter. And they all came to the front. They got so drunk. They were FaceTiming their kids and I was grabbing their phones. And then I realized the power of like, oh, I can do like a little stand-up thing,
mm-hmm,
and like break my crowd, like break the ice.
You know? Yeah.
Or when you call out
enough
specific people, you're like a hero, you know?
True.
Do that.
I watched so many performances recently because I'm trying to like learn and, mm-hmm, get mentally prepared before I do it. And I think Bozzy, when we were on the Jingle Ball tour, was the best one at like, put your lights up, sing this, do that, and everyone would do it. And I was like, I can't tell anyone what to do. That's so,
yes, you can, Dixie.
So scary.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I've been having like dreams about it. I'm like, nightmares.
Oh no. So Charm will help you with this. She literally choreographed on some tours and mine of like, here's when you ask them to put the lights up. Like mm-hmm. literally yeah. there's people to help you with that.
But don't be afraid of those dreams. We had a dream specialist on. It's your subconscious preparing you for that moment. So by the time it comes, you're gonna be fucking ready to rock.
I love that. Ready to rock. Yeah. I'm ready.
Big time rush, dude.
Big time rush. That's huge.
That's crazy. That's a like, big fucking tour.
I'm rewatching their show right now, and it's so weird. I'm like, hi, guys. I've met them 3 times now, and I'm so awkward. I'm like, hi. I'm not a fan, but like, I'm the biggest fan, but let's just be chill. I'm so nervous.
That's so cute. Okay, that's your age group.
Yeah.
Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
Big time rush. Love it.
Well, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be awesome.
They're also just very kind. Nice. Yeah. And just like normal. They felt like I felt like I was around like older brothers. It was so cool. Yeah. Just they're like dumb boys. It was so nice. It wasn't like scary. They weren't too serious, but also like professional. It was nice.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best. I wanted to talk to you about mental health too.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of your songs are like about that.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
When did it start?
My mental health?
No, sorry. You, on your show,
birth.
Since I was a kid, I pick my thumbs. I pick the skin off till I'm like bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have always been anxious little kid and have little tics. I bite my like lips until they're swollen, puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those weird things that you do like me? Good, don't. This is bad for you. And like, I'll have an interview the next day and be like, I'm bleeding.
I don't know. I think my anxiety comes out in different ways, like physical pain.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what has been the hardest, especially getting like diagnosed with anxiety. Cause mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm having awful back pain, or I literally feel like tore my ACL and like, can't walk, my knee hurts so bad, I'm getting x-rays, no idea what's wrong, and then finally discovering like that's anxiety. I think that's always been there with, and they would come out in migraines or stomach migraines or any kind of pain, and that's finally like slowed down. But that was, I think I've had that my whole life.
Isn't it horrible when, well, it just makes me feel horrible. It sucks to hear. Like, and I went to the emergency room one night because I was like, I'm having an allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. And the guy came in so sad looking. He was like, you're having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm allergic to steak, clearly. Like, check again. But yeah, it's frustrating and scary to find out how powerful your brain is.
Because mm-hmm.
I was having like pain throughout my whole back, but also fiery heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm sweating and I don't understand what's happening. And sometimes I would have not vomit, but the other way. So I had a lot of physical anxiety that like came out in weird ways. And I remember going to a psychologist, right? Psychiatrist? Which one is it? Dr. Bowman? Do you know him?
No, I was going to say great. Medicine is psychiatry.
Medicine is psychiatry.
They give you medicine.
Words are tough for me still, but mental health is like cleared up because I went to a psychiatrist and I explained to him, and I went to like acupuncture, everything, every therapist, everywhere. And everyone's like, good luck. But when I went to a psychiatrist, he was like, oh, simple. Your chemicals are very off right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we can fix that with this type of medicine. Hmm. And I was like, shut up, seriously. And I was so happy. I was like shaking and crying. And then by the next month, I started this one medication, and all of the vibrations stopped and all of the weird shit happening to my body stopped. And I was like, I can live. I can mm-hmm. have a life, you know? But in that moment of torture, you're like, this is going to be me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, you've had that already at 20.
Well, I was on anxiety medication and like antidepressants when I was a sophomore in high school. And then one day I felt really sick at school and like I knew something was wrong. I've never felt this way before. And I spent the whole day in the nurse's office. School was over and I like walked outside and then fell to the ground and had seizures.
Stop it.
And I've never had a seizure before. I've never seen anyone have a seizure. Got taken to the hospital and luckily they did like the camera test to like show it wasn't epilepsy, but it was psychogenic non-epileptic seizures caused by anxiety. So like after that, I kind of stepped back from medication and I was just like, I was a shell of a human because I was taking so many different things to try to fix everything. And I was like, right. I need to fix the underlying stuff. And I'm 15 at the time. I would like, my brain is still developing. I shouldn't be putting all this medication in my body. So I kind of went back, switched schools.
I was going to say, you're still young, man, too.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And just kind of got my act together. It took like a year to finally feel better after getting off all of that medication. Because they were just like throwing things to try to fix everything.
I think mine was so great because it's such like a light dose of like light, one pill, you know? It's like one thing.
Yeah, I was on a hard dosage and really? I was just like so numb. And then now I'm just chilling and get anxiety, but like different. It's
and you know like how to handle it now?
I'm
much
better.
Because when you were 15, were you on TikTok?
No, I was like,
wow,
sophomore in high school chilling. Oh, like I was
chilling. Wow.
Yeah. But that was probably the peak of my worst anxiety. And then it just kind of got like calm down from there. And
I'm surprised, like, I mean, how did you handle all the fame like thrown on you at such a young age after all that?
I think the way I look at it is I've never been worse than that. So I'm like, this is great. If I can't, if I don't get back to that point, I feel great. Right. Like everything is just, even when I feel really down, like in the show, when I got to that point, that was probably like the closest low point.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't as bad as it was when I was like 15. So
it's crazy because it didn't look fun.
Yeah, we watched the show. We love your show. I really love the director, whoever's doing it, because when you see like the texting and everything and all the comments.
I'm like, holy fuck.
And y'all showed everything. That was ruthless. Yeah.
That scene, like I was just really going through and I was driving around and was like, this is unsafe for me to drive and I don't want to be home alone. I'm going to my parents' house. And I was like, I just went in and they were filming and they're like, can we film this? And I was like, whatever. Whatever. Which I'm like kind of glad they did, because I being able to see that in my growth from like then, I'm like,
oh, yeah,
why was I like, I hate that I felt like that and I hate that I let myself feel like that, because
from the comments.
Yeah, I was just,
girl, I would feel like that. Bless them. Dude, are you kidding me? I get one comment that's like, eh, but she was cool back in 2014. I'm like, I'm gonna cry.
Our mom deletes comments every single day just to make sure that doesn't happen.
Literally deletes bad comments. She stays up all night deleting bad comments. Like,
that's so sweet.
The way you handled it, I thought was legendary. I was like, I would have cried and quit and ran away. So you're strong and badass. And I look at you like a hero because I'm like,
yeah, it's really cool.
If I ever had to be
moment.
As famous as you, like, it'd be nuts. And I don't know how you handle it while looking so damn good. Like,
thanks.
You're doing great.
Thank
and you've
you.
Like barely just begun.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning.
That's so crazy. I feel like retired. I don't know.
I mean, girl, you could be.
That's why I'm spent.
Like, I'm spent. You could be. That's so legendary. Oh. Okay, wait. We didn't even get to talk about Wild, though.
Oh, yeah. We got into Snot, and then...
We got
yeah,
Snot and
that's
anxiety.
What it was. Wild. Okay.
Wild.
Yes. So the song is Wild, coming out May 27th, and actually it was supposed to come out May 20th, and Harry Styles' album is coming out May 20th.
You're smart. I was literally just thinking, thank God she moved it.
Yeah. Smart move.
It was like, smart I move. Saw, well, that was like the main reason, but also we needed to finish like the music video and all
music
that stuff.
Videos,
but I was like,
man,
you know what, guys, let's just push it back a week. Like, it's not worth it.
It's nice to have that freedom. Yeah, we just pushed my single back another week because I'm like, I will not get the video done in 2 weeks.
So, the song is basically kind of the main idea of me, I would say, because I try to show my true self online, but I definitely do block the best part of me, which...
You block the best part of you from online?
Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like I never want to lose that. And also, I get really nervous. I do get nervous in front of cameras or talking to people. And when I'm in a room and I feel safe, I'm my wildest and truest self.
Oh, I
and
love that.
It's like not even a going crazy thing. It's just like free. And I think... like a lot of the lyrics in it are just, I'm very confused and going back and forth and not really sure what I feel, but I know who I am. And hopefully at one point I can show that to everyone. But right now when I'm with the people I trust and love and myself, like I will be that person. I hope that makes sense. That, I have like
I get that. Yeah. What if, I also want you
can
to
you
like,
do it on stage? Can we see the wild you on wait, stage what? When she performs?
Oh, are you gonna go wild?
No. Come on.
Have a whole choreographed dance move.
No, I have been like mapping out what my performance of everything is going to look like, and I'm like so embarrassed. I drive on back roads on purpose so I can practice by myself and no one can see me, and I'm like
no, I do the same wow. thing. I do the same exact thing. If I'm in the back seat and Daryl is driving, I'm like fully in a music video. Also in the shower, like when the steam has made it all foggy, I'm like literally performing ass naked. Like, here's how I'll do it. I gotta stop with this move. It's gotta
that's
be deleted.
Your go-to,
it's like,
yes.
But yeah, you have to do that. My every day I'm like, I'm in a music video today. How's the music video? Is it awesome?
It's cool. It's definitely so love the Psycho music video. That was really fun for me to do because fashion is like my other big focus, but I wanted to make it more me. My first song, Be Happy, and the music video mm-hmm. for that was like so broken down and just me and emotions and feelings, and I really liked that, and I felt Wild kind of had the same thing, so it wasn't crazy glam or crazy shots and accessories. It's just kind of me by myself going through all of these emotions and who am I gonna be, and then it ends in like a rooftop scene. I can say
love
that
it.
I don't care.
I know, I was like, it comes out in 2 days, wait.
But
that's
it's
cool.
Like
it's
fun.
A nice little teaser.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. Good stuff. I like
oh
that.
Oh my God. So cool. I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to hear the full song. I've heard the snippet on TikTok and it's so good.
Thanks.
But I just want to hear the whole full thing.
So Charlie and I have a clothing line called Soul
Store.
What
are we doing? We're garbage. Okay.
We have a clothing line with Hollister. It's called Social Tourist. Yep. And it's like in all the Hollister stores. And we're actually opening a store on Melrose, which
I
think is
sick.
The freaking coolest thing
no,
ever.
That's awesome. Coolest thing
I'm
ever.
So excited. Because I, like before all this, when I was in high school, I worked at a clothing store. And I'm like, this is going to be the best store ever. It's going to be so neat. Because I like would spend hours folding all the clothes and make sure it was perfect. Because the store I worked at is like notoriously messy. I don't know if you know LF. It was like a...
I don't know anything about anything.
We're bad.
Well, I don't even think they have stores anymore. But it was like messy and everything would be on the floor. And I would spend hours. I'm like, this is going to look so nice. And so that's like my envision. That's my vision for the...
Clean.
Social tourist store. Clean. Fun.
We're big fans of Mad Happy, who I feel like are clean.
Yeah.
I did their podcast.
You did? I want to do their mind.
Sure, they'd love to have you. Yeah.
I think they did DM me.
Oh, we're in the it's in the works.
We're in the works. We're cool too. Cool. Wow. Heck yes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Did we cover everything I wanted to cover? I didn't even prepare. I did. I totally did. But I did.
We're having fun.
Oh, I just showed my Crocs. Oh, how embarrassing.
What do you mean?
Crocs are never embarrassing.
Eat. Why are we matching too? So cute. You can't see it, but we both have white Crocs.
I'm gonna pull something. So we're gonna have you listen to Megan's new single.
Oh my gosh. I'm so scared. I'm so excited.
So scared.
This is crazy.
Well, the scary part is we gotta make sure the volume's alright because she likes to fucking blast that shit. Sure. Don't break your ears,
first.
Dude.
I'll check first.
So Dixie's listening to the new single right now.
Oh, she turned it up. It's a good sign.
She's blasting it.
Oh, God, you can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yep, but we just have to talk over it.
I'm going
to
make sure I turn
oh, that's
her,
smart.
I turn
turn
her
a
mic
down.
Yeah.
I'm panicking, bro. I knew
she's,
she would look
she's
like this.
She's downloading
she's
all
vibing.
The information.
Oh, a quick smile.
Yeah.
Okay,
she
quick
she
smile.
Definitely does not like having you watch her.
Right. I should look away.
It's a lot of pressure.
Why is she so gorgeous, though? Oh, it's Mark. I literally was like, she's going to be like this.
Yeah, you called it.
It's literally a dance song. But she's like, I will not dance for you.
Well, I respect that. She doesn't like to dance. She's like,
dance
is not
weird?
For me.
Is this weird that I make people do this?
It's no, great. I think, it's, it I think it's great. We're going to make a compilation of everybody listening to
okay,
it.
Okay, gorgeous. Who's our next guest?
I don't know.
Second verse, go. How do we feel about the glam though? Comment below if you like it or if it's too fierce.
Your makeup?
Do my under eyes look fucked up though?
I mean, it's...
See, I just worry that if I have too much dark, I look old.
I wouldn't say old. You still look young. You look fierce. Dixie's just jamming out to the song right now.
She's like, she's gonna fall asleep.
No, dude.
She's vibing. She's examining. This is how she's been listening to songs.
That's how you know she's a true artist. She is taking it in as if you were to listen to someone else's
songwriter,
song.
Songwriter. Yeah. Love that. I'm fully sweating, panicking. I hope she likes it. What if she goes, nah?
I will die of laughter.
It's happening right now.
Okay, wait.
These headphones are so dangerous. I just like got brought to another world.
Yeah, you were in another world.
Really?
She loves it. Confirmed.
That was good. That was so fun. I was like, I really listened to lyrics the first time I listened to a song.
We saw you studying. We were like, what is he studying?
And every time, like, the label people are like, they don't listen to it. So whenever we're picking a song, I'm like, do you hear what that just said? That doesn't make any sense for me, but I love that. Was so fun.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thanks for.
Nice.
Thanks for your time for listening to that. Yes. You should do that for a while. Just force people to listen to it and then record their body language. Nope. Oh, you're so cute and shy. She's shy.
I never ever play my music for anyone. I get so nervous. If my parents are like, just play it for us and I'll put it on and leave. I can't. I get so...
No, it is the worst. No, the worst thing ever is playing for your label. Like, all the hard work you've done and then being like...
It's a true test. It's the last. It's the last, that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did, the play meeting.
The playback?
And they're like...
How did that go?
Rating them and, rating all the songs. I was I'm so scared. But they ended up liking everything, so I was happy.
I mean, they must have, if it's coming out.
Yeah.
Right?
We just changed the song. Well, we finished the album and then we changed the song 2 days ago. So,
oh my goodness.
Or 3 to 4 days ago. I don't know. So I had to re-record one song and now I'm almost positive we're done. But it needs to come out in June. So before tour.
Can you say how many songs it is?
It's 12 songs. I've already said that. It's my lucky number. Okay, so I was
smart.
I need 12. We were talking about... They said they would not, my label would not let me do 13, which I'm fine with. That's a scary number.
Yeah, they restrict it, right? Or they say how many you can or can't do. I always end up doing 15. I think in my contract I'm supposed to, but I can't do more. But I'm always but I have 20 songs. But I'm like, let's cut it back. And I really tried to have 14 on this album or less, but I was like, I can't live without this song. I need it. And then the deluxe will come out too. I was like, great.
I didn't think of that.
Oh my God.
You got to do a deluxe. There's always a deluxe.
That's like Rancho, you know?
That's
Target
so scary.
Loves a deluxe.
I feel now that I have a system, this whole process will be so much easier next time. And I want to do
this. It's your first album ever.
Mm-hmm. But I want to do 1,000 more. That was so much fun. It was so much fun. 1,000 writing and
making. I love it. Yeah, and it's different every process, and you'll find new people every time, and you'll make new friends. That Gian guy you met downstairs, Gian Stone, we love him.
Good guy. Yeah. Great producer.
Great guy. Great producer. I want him in my family now. And I didn't even know he existed a year ago. So
it's so crazy.
You'll find family through music. And I would die if you want to write songs with me. I could teach you some tricks. And
I would die. Oh my God. No, okay. So when I started this whole music process, I was I sang my whole life, but I never really got into it because I was going to college. I don't know. There's not much left to do once you're kind of in college and trying to just get into any school. I was I'm not getting into, I applied to Alabama. I knew I could get in there. And then I was okay, we'll figure it out. And then once I started all this, my manager was in the music business and was your dad told me you sing, come in the studio, we'll try it. I was no, I'm not doing that. That's so scary. And then finally I went in, recorded, and they were okay, we need to put you in vocal lessons, do that. So they're pick your song. And I picked I'm Gonna Lose You. And I was I love
Stop.
This song. And I was sitting on my bathroom floor with my computer on my toilet, like so nervous. I mean,
tough song to sing.
Why would you pick that song?
I mean, Megan, you hate singing that on tour because it's so hard to sing.
It's I can get through it, and then I get that chorus. I'm like, like it's up there.
Yeah, I can't do the full thing, but it's really fun to
live,
sing.
Live, I always take it down a full step. I'm like, we're going down, boys. I can't do it.
I love it.
It's hard, but wow, I'm honored. Thank you for singing to my songs. Mm-hmm. Thank you for knowing my music. I love your music. I love you. I love your family. They seem lovely.
Yeah.
And you guys do a lot. And it's great what you do.
Wait, I have a question. What? So that song you had blow up on TikTok recently.
Title.
How was that?
How did that happen?
Were you confused? Like, yes.
We were all confused.
I remember telling him, and he was like, what?
I was like, why? Title, why?
I was like, because it's a bop, and I knew it. Like, yeah. Also, I knew it 6 years ago, mm-hmm. like 7 years ago.
But it kind of re-inspired you for this
album. Like doo-wop-y, as you can hear.
It mm-hmm. reignited that doo-wop
that
flame.
Modern doo-wop. That's why we're trying to do this elegant type, like, mod, yeah. Fierce, Maryland.
But yeah, that,
like,
that was just super random.
Who like brought it up first, or did you?
My mommy brought really? It to me and said, I think this is blowing up, do it. And I was like, okay. I was so excited. I remember my heart was pounding, and I was like, oh my God, the world's going to hear the song that I always wanted them to hear. Because that was supposed to be my second single after Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a music video. He was in it with a camera. It showed his future.
Yeah, it was foreshadowing.
And then they were like, we're not going to put it out. I was like, what? And they're like, we're doing Lips Are Moving. I was like, okay.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So TikTok is my favorite place ever.
So you called it, but it just took a while.
Took a minute. Okay. Yeah. Me and L.A. Reid.
Took like 7 years.
This is the one.
Oh, really? You worked with L.A.?
Yeah.
That's who I work with.
Yeah. Hitco, dude.
I think we should FaceTime him later.
Oh my gosh. I'm like the worst at responding. He gets so mad. My team gets really mad at me because I don't answer text messages because I like answer my head and then I'm like.
Then you forget. Yeah, me too. I'm terrible.
And I've been abusing the do not disturb and I just like.
It's will nice. Not
look I don't at even anything. Know that power.
You don't do that?
No.
Dude, you popped that little
somebody
moon,
did it to me though.
Crescent
I was like,
moon
what's
on.
Going on?
No one, yeah. You go to text someone, it's like they have do not disturb on. Get fucked.
Get fucked.
Like, you are not getting to them.
You did that to L.A.?
No, I do it to my
No, just in
phone.
General. Yeah, to the phone.
Okay, okay.
You can't just pick one specific person.
Okay,
it's like,
I thought someone
everybody,
picked me and I was like, we need to talk.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
My team gets mad. I never answer anything. They're laughing. Yeah, I'm the worst. The only people I answer is my parents because I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble.
I love your relationship with the fam.
We're big family people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like keep watching your show,
forever.
I was
It'll
like, oh, it's like us. Like, we all moved out here.
We've been asked to do reality shows, but not all of us are like down to be on camera. Like, my mm-hmm. mom is so shy.
Yeah.
So shy. So we might do a sitcom about it someday, but who knows?
That'd be fun. Once you finish The Backyard, you can.
Yeah.
The Backyard.
10 years.
We got to put it on the YouTube now. Everyone's heard about
on
it.
On the YouTube. We got to put
YouTubes.
That Backyard on the YouTube.
I'll put it on the
right
channel.
Now.
Okay.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for.
She got therapy. We
gotta
let her go.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you
are
for doing this. We
awesome.
Do not deserve you. You're amazing.
Superstar.
So talented.
Very talented. Hardworking.
We love
individual.
You. What else can we throw at her? You're gorgeous.
Oh my God. Stop.
It's well done
you're
on
so
life.
Sweet. Stay with your family. Keep them close. It'll keep you sane for the rest of your life. I promise.
Thanks, guys.
That's Dixie D'Amelio, guys.
Dixie,
working on
we
a pod.
Love you. Working
all
on it.
Socials.
Wait, blast whatever you want to blast again.
Oh, yeah.
Album.
Wild
single.
Out in 2 days.
Woo-hoo.
Album yes. in June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
12
it.
Songs. Get ready.
12 songs. Let's go. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you
bye,
for listening
mom.
Watching.